We rely heavily on our volunteers. It's predominantly volunteers that we have here to talk to young people. So if you don't have the volunteers here, the contacts don't get answered. But, you know, unfortunately, the way things are at the moment, because we rely so heavily on volunteers and because we have shifts all the way through the year, we're open 365 days a year, the chance of being able to get everybody in all the time is fairly limited.
How important is it that when someone rings up, they're able to speak to someone? How important can that be for the person on the other end of that phone?
Oh, vitally important. I mean, you know, young people contact us for a whole range of different reasons. And we have some very vulnerable young people who contact us who may feel suicidal. They may be experiencing quite extreme abuse and they need to talk to somebody right there and then about what they're going through.
Christmas as well can be a difficult time for a lot of young people.
Yeah, it can. I mean, we do get a significant increase in contacts over the Christmas period, especially on Christmas Day. You can pretty much cover anything that will impact on a young person, they'll call us about. But right at the very top is family relationships. And obviously over the Christmas period, that's one that's particularly prevalent. Low self-esteem, unhappiness, bullying, which is something that's always been something that young people will call us about. But then below that, we have suicidal feelings or even actually feeling actively suicidal, wanting to take their own life. And self-harm is another issue that young people call us a lot about. So they're the top five.
In terms of the volume of calls, you know how many calls the Childline tends to get over a sort of the year?
Well, I can tell you, the last year that we had recorded, 2015 to 2016, we had 32,000 just over contacts come through to Childline in Manchester. Across the whole of the service, you're looking at sort of 300,000 contacts a year.